Many years later, I returned to the detective bureau where I'd spent those hours and disappointed those detectives. When I returned, it was as a reporter. I was on the police beat, and I would visit the bureau almost daily, my assignment to chronicle the crimes of the city. The gruff detective was still there. The years in between had sanded down his edges a little bit. At first I ignored him, and he didn't remember me. Eventually, though, I told him who I was, reminded him of that night, and once more made my case, that they didn't have the shooter, that the running man had gotten away. He still didn't believe me. He still believed I had been afraid that night to step up. Over the course of a few years, I was often in that detective bureau, but I never won the detective over. It pained me, but didn't deter me. In fact, it was in that detective bureau that the next important moment occurred. It was a small thing, but perhaps the single most important thing I ever saw as a crime writer. And it is recounted here in the first story of this collection. After numerous requests and lengthy negotiations that went all the way up to the chief of police, I was granted complete access to the homicide squad for 1 week. Full access. I was given a pager, and if the homicide squad got called out, then so would I. My assignment was to write about life in homicide, to get the inside look. The irony of crime beat journalism, maybe all of journalism, is that the best stories are really the worst stories. The stories of calamity and tragedy are the stories that journalists live for. It gets the adrenaline churning in their blood and can burn them out young, but nevertheless it is a hard fact of the business. Their best day is your worst day. This held true for my week with the homicide squad. It turned into a great story for me, but not for the three people who were murdered during the course of time I was riding with the squad. The single story that influenced my riding more than any other came at the end of the week, in the last hour of my week-long stay with the squad. I sat in the squad supervisor's office, going over the last-minute details and questions before I would turn my pager in and go back to the newspaper to write the story. Sergeant George Hurt was tired. He and his detectives had chased 3 murders in 5 days. Sitting at his desk, he took off his glasses to rub his eyes. When he dropped the glasses on his desk, I noticed that the earpiece had a deep groove cut into it. It was like spying a diamond in the sand, for I knew exactly how that groove had gotten there.